And now on with the news. We have a variety of stories from Norwich. Last Sunday, Norwich City beat Ipswich Town by 3-0, and both the City fans and the police were celebrating. Not so happy were cinema goers who learned that the Hollywood cinemas in Great Yarmouth and Norwich are closing. Two friends go fishing with magnets in the River Wensum and find a sawn-off shotgun. And at the Norwich Forum, there is a very unusual piece of knitting on display.
While on the pitch, it was a more fraught affair. Fans and police were jointly celebrating following a successful East Anglian derby with minimal disorder. The match yesterday saw Norwich City notch a 3-0 victory over Ipswich Town. Norfolk Constabulary also claimed a victory on the day. Despite the huge turnout, more than 27,000 fans made the journey to Carrow Road, including almost 2,000 Ipswich Town supporters. Only two Ipswich supporters suspected of engaging in threatening words and behaviours towards rival fans were arrested. Matchday Policing Commander Chief Superintendent Dave Marshall said, "This is a match that provokes strong emotions in both sets of supporters. But overall, there was good spirit between fans and minimal disorder. It's really a team effort, but ultimately the day is dictated by the fans. We always said our policing approach should be fair but firm to ensure supporters enjoyed the game and could complete their journeys to and from the stadium in a safe environment. And I'm pleased to say that's exactly what happened. But the lack of drama off the pitch was not mimicked inside the stadium. At half-time, Ipswich Town manager and former Norwich boss Paul Lambert was sent off after getting into a fiery altercation and was forced to watch the rest of the game from the stands. The match, which kicked off at midday, was preceded by a fans' march down to Carrow Road from the Queen of Iceni pub in Riverside. City legends Grant Holt and Darren Huckabee were among the supporters at the front of the procession, which came to a surprising climax. When they arrived at Carrow Road, joint majority shareholders Delia Smith and Michael Wynne-Jones were waiting and joined them in a song.
Norfolk's Hollywood cinema chain has fallen into administration, with two of the three theatres closing immediately. The chain has appointed administrator Nick Cusack of Parker Andrews, who is looking for offers for Great Yarmouth and Norwich, but says Dereham has been sold and will continue under new ownership. It means 28 mostly part-time jobs are at risk. Director Trevor Wicks said there were multiple reasons for its demise, including a very poor 2018 with the Beast from the East in winter, the World Cup and the long hot summer, plus high levels of competition in the local area and a number of poor performing films in recent months. He added, "It is with a very heavy heart that I had to place the company into administration. I would like to thank the millions of loyal customers that we've had over the last 30 years, and most importantly, the wonderful staff, both past and present." A statement said, "The administrator has commenced the process of selling the business and assets of the company, and any interested parties should make contact with his agent, Roger Cutting of Charterfields, on 0330-202-116. A sale has been completed for the Dereham site and offers are invited on the remaining sites at Norwich and Great Yarmouth.
A sawn-off shotgun found by two magnet fishermen in a Norwich river is being tested for any links to the previous crime scenes, it is understood. Friends Matt Miller and Matt Leggett found the weapon submerged in the River Wensum while magnet fishing near the former Toys R Us store at Westwick Street. The discovery was filmed and uploaded to their YouTube channel, The Dippy Detectorists, which follows their treasure-hunting adventures around Norfolk. Weeks earlier, the former Reefham High School pupils discovered a double-barreled shotgun in a river at Old Lakenham, South Norwich. Mr. Miller, 24, from Haveringland, said, "I pulled it, the sawn off, out of the water and just thought, what on earth?" Mr. Miller and Mr. Leggett from Spixworth have been filming their adventures for their YouTube channel since June last year. They started out with metal detectors, but later moved to magnet fishing. The magnets used cost between 60 and 70 pounds online and have a pulling force of up to 300 kilos. Mr. Miller said their previous finds had included jewellery and a safe, which turned out to be empty.
Great Yarmouth's Golden Mile is a Norfolk icon we all know and love. But head down to the Forum in Norwich and you'll see it in a way you've never seen it before. Its iconic features, including the Marina, Britannia Pier and Winter Gardens, are all present, but with one big difference. They're all made of wool. Margaret Seaman, aged 89, from Great Yarmouth, has fond memories of long summer days by the seaside. Inspired by trying to recreate the buzz which once swept through the popular seaside town, she set about knitting her very own version of Great Yarmouth's Golden Mile, as it looked during the 1970s. And after a year of work, including 12 to 15 hours a day of intricate weaving, her masterpiece stands proud at Norfolk Makers Festival exhibition. Despite having knitted for more than 70 years and calling in the help of numerous friends, the 89-year-old said the challenge presented her with plenty of obstacles. Her creation has left a lasting impression on those who have been fortunate enough to view it already. Her daughter, Tricia Wilson, said, "I could not be more proud of what Mum has done. To hear the incredible response from everyone who has seen it really has been quite overwhelming." The model will be available to view at the Forum in Norwich until Sunday, February the 24th. For more information, visit the Forum's website.
Nearly £2.9 million in fines and court costs were handed out to fare dodgers last year after Greater Anglia prosecuted passengers caught without tickets. In 2018, more than 10,000 people across the region were found on board Great Anglia trains without tickets and brought before magistrates' courts, where fines of £1,203,974 and costs of £1,676,124 were imposed. Norwich Magistrates' Courts only hears appeal cases and had just one in 2018, which was awarded £67.70 in costs. Most of the cases were held elsewhere in courts across Essex, Suffolk, Hertfordshire, Cambridgeshire and London. For every £1 spent on rail fares, 98p is invested in the railway. By not paying for a ticket, there's less money available for reinvestment to improve the railway for everyone. Only travellers who board a train without a ticket and without the intention of buying one are taken to court, which equates to around 500 to 700 people per month.